Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Cerebro, and I have the pleasure to have today over the phone the founder, Mr. Mike Parker. He is the founder of what? The founder of WrestlingMuseum.net. That is the website, and that is the pro wrestling mini museum he has created. This is just absolutely wonderful. What a great idea. We're going to talk about all of that. This wonderful achievement, the Pro Wrestling Mini Museum, has been indeed featured on several news media. And we're so glad to have the founder today, Mr. Mike Parker. Mike, how are you today?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for being with us. First question I would like to know, how did you start this whole beautiful enterprise? What motivated you?
I've been a wrestling fan since 1985, and you know, I would get autographs and things here and there, and jump way forward in 2013, I found this, an actual museum store that was about 2 hours from my house, and that I was just enthralled with that. I would go there like every month just to check everything out. And from there, I actually started a wall in my own home. And fast forward about 5 years from that, the gentleman said he was closing up. You could request certain things to buy. I bought a few things because I liked it so much. I wanted to keep it going. Started another wall. And, you know, it just got more and more, and I said, you know, why don't I put this online, which is about a year later in 2019, so I could share it with other fans who would probably want to see it and, you know, not just have it for myself.
And indeed, you're doing such amazing things. I invite everyone to go on the website, WrestlingMuseum.net, especially check out the page of the special exhibits and all the great things that are featured on this website, WrestlingMuseum.net. Tell us about your passion about wrestling. Why is it so vital for you?
Well, like I said, I got involved in 1985, which was the first WrestleMania, and wrestling just took off then. And, you know, there were people who were just into it when it was really popular. I fell in love with it because you had, like, you know, I was in like junior high at the time, and these were like real life superheroes, very colorful characters. The storylines just captivated me with the good guys and the bad guys. And actually, as I got a little older, I liked the bad guys better. I thought they were more interesting.
And indeed, the bad guy is always so fascinating. We are now on the website WrestlingMuseum.net. If you go on the updates, you can find all the great new items that you guys receive. And we go back to 1982, that golden era. When do you think was the best years of this beautiful sport?
Probably the mid to late 80s. 85 to 89, you just had so many legends performing in multiple companies at one time. I think there are other great eras, don't get me wrong, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to find so many all-time legends. Hulk Hogan, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Ric Flair, Randy Savage, the list goes on and on. To have all these guys active at one time was just very special.
And how do you see the way this beautiful sport has become?
It has changed because it's become, at the era I was watching it, it was basically designed to get you to go to the arena shows. The TV, I should say, was designed to get you to go to the arena shows. And now it's more of a TV product. Everything is about TV and the special events. And the production is just like a rock concert. You know, you have all these elaborate entrances. I mean, at its core, it's still the same. In some companies, you have people doing, I would say, very high risk things, which you wouldn't see back then. Some of which I would say I'm not a fan of because I don't want to see people get hurt.
I see, and we totally support that. So, this beautiful sport leaded you to create this beautiful enterprise. How can we help you? How can we support you? What can we find in your museum? And is there some way we can donate? We can have artifacts that we can offer you? Tell us about all of that.
If somebody wants to do that, they can just email me admin@wrestlingmuseum.net. I mean, I'm very careful about that. I don't want to just take anybody's stuff since it's basically, people are able to see it online, but it is basically in my home, so that's up to people. As far as helping me, the best thing anybody can do is go on my social media because that is, I know, a struggle for everybody who does this, not just for me. And that would be my Instagram and Facebook at PW Museum and Twitter at PW Museum One.
And we will definitely be there to support you. This is such a beautiful enterprise, WrestlingMuseum.net, for all the fans of this beautiful sport of wrestling. And this is the wonderful founder of this beautiful enterprise, Mr. Mike Parker. Mike Parker, the founder of this great new museum, and it's called WrestlingMuseum.net. If you love wrestling mania, this is definitely the place to go. Pro Wrestling Mini Museum, the PWMM. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, more music to follow up on iHeartRadio. Stay tuned with us.